Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we finished verse 16. So listen as we start verse 17 today.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bible ready as we go on into 1 John, and we'll be starting with verse 17 today, 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. Now, I'm recording this in the month of May, and so my recording of this at this time, I'm not sure when it's going to be played. It could be in August, and I kind of think that it will be, but we just want to be sure that it is. So if you're hearing this, I'm telling you that because I will be soon recording our question-answer period that we have every year in December. And so we have a question-answer program to where we take your questions that you've emailed to me or you've mailed through our physical address that you've mailed to me, some that we have answered by email and physical mail, but others that we have just waited and we're saving the apply for on the radio simply because so many have asked the same question. So we want to have this ready for that time. So let me encourage you to write us. Let us hear from you and write your Bible question, and we will try to answer it on that program. Now, do not use your name. I don't even use your location, even if you give it to me when I do that, so people will not have a problem with it, and it won't cause you any problems. So don't worry about that, but we do want to answer the Bible question, because I found that the Bible question ends up being a question in many people's minds. And it's not unusual after the program say, thank you for answering that question of a listener, because I also had doubts about that. And now you've given me an answer from God, from God's word. So thank you. And so that's what we want to do. We want you to have answers, but we want your answers to be from the Word of God. So I hope that you will write us, but it better be soon, because I'll soon be recording for the December broadcast. Also, now, if it's still August or even early in the fall, I encourage you to come visit Florida, especially in the fall. I'm told that the prices in Florida are best in September. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just what I'm told. If that is the case, if after Labor Day the prices are down for a few weeks, then I would encourage you to come during that time to visit Florida. And if you drive down Interstate 75 and you bypass or go right through Ocala, make sure you stop in and visit us at Central Baptist Church. Just plan on it being a part of your time in Florida. And we would love to have you. I always ask that people would come up to me after the services and introduce themselves. I usually stand right down at the front of the pulpit so that people can come by and shake hands, and I get to meet them. Now, I also would just point out that during that time as well, our attendance is down because we have a lot of people that visit down here from up north during the winter months, but then they go back up there for the summer. Well, that's why it's always good to have visitors during our summer months. I hope that you will be a part of that. We'd love to have you, and we would love to be able to get to know more of our listeners. We've had them come in from Pennsylvania. Had them come in as far as from the West Coast that listen to our broadcast. So I hope that you too will be one of those that come by and I get the privilege of meeting you. Oh, what a blessing that would be. So I hope that you will do that, and that would mean a whole lot to us. Well, we want to get into our study today as we're going verse by verse through the book of 1 John. I actually recorded this 2 weeks ago, and because of a mistake I made, I'd like to blame the machinery. I'd like to blame the other guys that work here, whether it's Dr. Hopper or Mr. Vaught that do all of this work. The blame is solely on me. I touched the button and I hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong thing to record. I took over 2 hours recording, and after it was over, found out nothing got recorded. So that was on me, 100% on me. So hopefully we can do better today, and maybe just that time of going over all this stuff will give me an opportunity now to maybe say a few things better than I did then. So as we go to our text, we're in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17. Now, before I read verse 17, I want to go into verses 13 through 16. And I really do hope that as we look at verses 17 and 18, that you have pencil and paper so that you can take notes and make notations yourself. Have a good King James Bible, because we do look at words. And the King James is translated out of the right manuscripts. That's why we can trust it and not have to try to guess, do I have the Word of God? We do have the Word of God. We don't have to guess at it, and we have it without error. So I hope that you understand that and know that, and that you will follow along, that it may edify you and help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, let me read again. Verses 13 through 16, there we read, "Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." Well, those words tell us God expects us to really love one another with a sacrificial love. Now, we read that, oh yeah, I would be willing to die for my church. I'd be willing to die for my brothers and sisters in Christ. We say that, but I wonder if that would be true. And he says, don't be surprised the world hates you. It hated Jesus, it'll hate you. But also, we've passed from death into life, and we love the brethren. So therefore, draw closer to your brothers and sisters in Christ, because there's where you do get the love. It's not going to be from the world. So I hope that you understand that. So all of that builds up, though, to verse 17. It seems like it's like a boxer just jabbing away, and finally the other boxer gets where he's trying to defend himself against that jab, and he doesn't see the other hand coming around and knocking him flat. So I hope that you can see that, and that it will be a special blessing as you go here into verse 17 and see it's just kind of like setting you up for something perhaps you might not have been expecting, but the Holy Ghost want you to get this, because it is part of the context and part of this book, and it's God's truth. He says, "But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" Now, this is setting the table here for us to see actual love in action. The example here in verses 14 through 16, no, you hate your brother, you're a murderer, and you know, you're willing to lay down your life for the brothers and all this other stuff and for the cause and going all that, and then we get to this area. That's usually an area where you have people begin to protest, and yet it's right there. Now, lest one thinks that only 1 John deals with this topic, listen to James chapter 1 and verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Being a doer of the word will include verse 17. When you see your brother hath need, and you shut up your bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in you? So, again, don't be just a hearer, but be a doer, or you're just deceiving yourself. And by the way, you can deceive yourself. Many people are doing it today. Proverbs tells us that a word fitly spoken is as apples of gold in pictures of silver. That is so true. But there are also times when deeds will show whether our words are valuable. Again, James states in James chapter 2, verses 15 through 18, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? You said the right things, but you did nothing to help to get to those right things. He said, even so faith, if it hath not works, is, well, it's dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Now, we stop right there at verse 18 in James chapter 2. You missed the real thing that just drives it home, verse 19. He says, you believe in God, you do well. The devils also believe and tremble. The devils believe in it more strongly than you do. You see, we don't work for salvation. Instead, we have a salvation that works. Now, if you have the love of God in your heart, you're going to want to serve him. You're going to have a working faith, not just something that's convenient that makes you feel good. Well, I do this for God. No, you're not doing anything for God. You're doing it for self, for the peace that it gives in your heart, and for some kind of a feel-good feeling. But no. The Bible says we're laborers together with God. So, if you're going to be a laborer with God, realize he calls the shots. He sets the timing. So, saying, well, I want to teach an adult class. Well, I want to sing solos, but I don't want to sing in the choir. See, that is immature, childish Christianity that probably is not worthy to even tend the nursery or to sing in the choir.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.